So we've thinned our ranks a little bit, right, this morning, which is expected when you start talking about book reports and things like that. People don't like those too much. And again, we said from the beginning that this is very much a training conference. This is not a just come sit and listen and, you know, soak in information, you know, drink as much water as you can out of the fire hydrant and go with that. We're training you. This is very intentional, what we're doing. And so, great job on the book reports. Couple of quick announcements. So, for Thanksgiving, what we do in our church is we do what we call a day of thanks. And so we've done different things throughout the years. One being that we have our missionaries send videos of what they're thankful for and what's happening in their country. A couple reasons for that. One is it allows us to catch up on missions. Two is it gives me a Thanksgiving week that you like you guys get, right? So I don't have to prep all week and everything else. And so this year, Josh is putting together a video, just kind of highlights from the year. And one of the things that we want to do is kind of get some of your testimonies, just a couple of minutes about kind of how the training has been helpful for you. And so during the breaks today, Josh is going to kind of pull, well, I shouldn't say, not pull people aside, but we would just ask that you guys would go to him. You'll be in the front foyer.
Front foyer area.
And just doing a quick video. And I know you don't want to be on camera and stuff like that. Get over it, all right? Just do it. I'm on there every week. I hate it every single week, you know. I hate listening to myself, hearing my voice. Like, I hate seeing myself. Like, man, I look terrible. So listen, how you look on the screen, that's exactly how you look. Just get over it. So, Josh.
And I just want to say, it can be as short as 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I think it's just also a way of, we want people to know how good this program is, even beyond our church. And when we make promo for the next time we do a training session, I would love to be able to show some of these little, just little snippets.
Right, right. So you might even talk for 5 minutes, but you may only get 12 seconds of airtime, and they're just pulling that up, which you'll appreciate, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So. And then Cindy brought some, Cindy does some graphics and stuff like that. And so she brought some little bookmarks, cards that if you guys want some, maybe take a few.
We'll do this table and then go that way.
Yeah, and so through the day you can just grab some of those. Oh, go ahead.
Enough for about four or five for each of you. The short ones go into a regular, smaller card if you want to send any out. And there's a few here for children. Doggies, things like that. So.
Thanks, Cindy.
Yeah, so she does graphic design and created these. So
they were sitting on my shelves, and I'm not in business anymore. So the website's not operational anymore. So
we call that exclusive. You can make more money when it's called exclusive. So, yeah, today only, right? And then there's some Life Center pamphlets in there, and we just put those in there or gave those to you today. That's our only promotional tool we use, and it's not necessarily promotional. It just gives people an idea of what our biblical counseling ministry is and what it does, and some of the expectations. The same information is on our website, so either one is fine to go to. What you'll find today is that we've got this schedule. And so our schedule is really accurate as far as it goes, the order of it goes. It's not really accurate as far as time goes. So, for instance, my first talk is 9 pages long. So it's 9 pages long, and my other 2 talks are 3 pages and 2 pages, right? But we gave the same amount of time for them. So just know that we're going to be front-loaded early on, and then everything will be quicker. Later. And then we have an extended time later that I'm hoping to get to so that you guys can spend time in small groups working through the practical side of our training. One of the things you guys said in your evaluations was how much you enjoyed the table time and the group time. So we wanted to make sure you get plenty of that. Other things that you guys said from there was having more time to work through some of these things. Feel like every month is too quick. it is, right? But just know the training isn't just here, right? The training is in reading Instruments in the Redeemer's Hand and reading how people change and working through those things. But with that being said, we do have some really good counseling videos where you can actually watch people, a counseling appointment going on. So there's a series on abuse, on domestic violence that is just fantastic. And at some point I would love to have maybe a weekend or a couple of weekends where we could view that together and talk about it, because I think that would be really helpful for a lot of you guys. And then on your evaluations, thank you for being so gracious to me and so helpful for some of our other teachers that have come. We had some good conversations, about the evaluations. I always like those. I don't always like them, but I always like them, if that makes sense. And so book reports, fantastic job. I read most of them. I know we got about 9 more in this morning. I shouldn't say I read most of them. I read some of them. I leave after church, from church tomorrow. I'm flying to South Africa. So I'll read the rest of them. I'll have plenty of time on that flight. But great job on those. I appreciate just the insight that you had in there. I teach, so I get to South Africa on Tuesday, and then I'll teach Wednesday night. I'll preach, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then I leave on Monday from that. So pray for me. My voice would hold up. It's going to be. I'm doing all of Module 2 by myself in South Africa. So. Just it's a challenge. Just it's a lot of talking. So great job. Book reports. So let's do a quick review. Module 1 is what is biblical counseling, right? So we've discussed that. We know what it is. Module 2 now, what we're getting into is how do you do it. Module 1 is a lot of philosophy. It's a lot of theory. Module 2 is the nuts and the bolts. But before we move to Module 2, let's ask some questions from Module 1. So the first question is, I'm going to get to it. Why counsel or do anything else for God? How would you answer that?
This is what it did for us.
Good. I heard Ryan say it. And it's for his glory. Right? That's why we do what we do. We don't do it so people will be successful. We don't do it so people have great marriages or somebody will stop taking drugs or won't be depressed anymore. We do what we do because it glorifies God the most, right? That's our primary motive for what we do. When and why did counseling begin? How would you answer that?
At the fall?
At the fall? Yeah, before the fall, right? Right, part of the fall, right? Yeah, that was all part of it. So God was the first counselor, right? He said, let us make man in our image. He spoke to the image bearers. They knew what they were supposed to do, and then they didn't do it. How would you define biblical counseling? So let me give me a short definition of biblical counseling. It should be in your notes. Or if somebody asked you, what's biblical counseling, what would you say? Let's get some little snippets in here.
Helping
real people with real problems using your Bible. You can even add to that, real people helping real people with real problems using your Bible. With real problems, right? Yeah, good. Well, how else would we define it? Yeah, Wendy.
Using the scriptures to get to the heart of the
matter. Yes, using the scriptures to get to the heart of the matter. What else? Okay, good. Discipleship, yeah.
Soul care.
Yeah, good. So those are good definitions of biblical counseling. So who should do it?
Anyone.
Yes, all of us, right? We are all called to do biblical counseling. And by the way, we do. Right? All the time. We do biblical counseling all the time. We're either really good at it, or we need more work. Right, but we do it all the time. How would you list 5 things that distinguish biblical counseling from secular psychology or secular-based therapies. How would you define some differences?
Using the word.
Okay, good. Using the word of God, certainly.
Yep. Getting to the heart versus the behavioral.
The heart, but yeah. So we're not behaviorist, right? We're heart change.
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna say. Okay. What else?
No medication.
Okay. Now, yeah. No medication in terms of we don't give any, right? Nor do we tell people not to take them. That's the job of a physician. That's not our role at all. In fact, there are some biblical counselors who are physicians who say, I take off my physician hat when I am in the counseling room. That would be hard for me to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their view of man is totally different.
Completely different, yeah. You remember some of the questions we talked about? What is your epistemology?
Yeah.
Like, how do you determine truth? What's your anthropology? Like, what's your view of man? Are we all basically good and we mess up every now and then?
No.
Yeah. What do we say in churches? It's so funny. When I did my notes, I was like, we're not as bad as we think we are.
We're worse.
We're way worse than that. Yeah, because we tend to think of ourselves as being so good. What's your anthropology? How do you define the problem? Right? Is the problem somebody else's fault or your fault? And then how do you define the solution? Right. Those are all really good key things to say that we are very different than those coming from a secular, and I would even say different from not only a secular side, but from a Christian side. Right? Christian counseling and biblical counseling are different. Do you guys remember the term NAC?
Yeah.
The National Association of Nuthetic Counselors. I wish we were still NAC. Right? When I was first certified, 2008, 2009, I was certified with the National Association of Nuthetic Counselors. And so you tell somebody, say, I'm a nuthetic counselor. And what was the next question they'd ask?
What's that?
What's nuthetic counseling? And so you had to explain nuthetic counseling, right? And so that word nutheteia, we translate as admonish or teach, you know, which is biblical counseling. And so when Heath Lambert took over NAC, then one of the things he wanted to do was change the name so that we wouldn't have to keep explaining. And so he changed it to the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. But the problem with that is as soon as you say biblical, everybody says they're biblical counselors. Right? The term nuthetic actually separated us from the rest of the crowd, and I thought it was better then. But at any rate, we're nuthetic counselors. That's what we do. So how would you label the diagram? Okay, let's go top, middle first. What's the top part?
Heat.
Yeah, heat or circumstances, right? And then I can't point to it, but all the way, so that's 12 o'clock. Let's go 3 o'clock.
Thorns.
Thorns, okay. What about 6 o'clock?
Cross.
Good, the cross or the gospel, right? Gospel truths. What about at 9 o'clock?
Fruit.
Yeah, the fruit. And so at 1 o'clock, you got what?
Consequences.
Yeah, the consequences of a thorny heart, right? That come from 4 o'clock. That come from what? Idolatrous motives, right? We have these motive, these idols in our heart. You know, take my heart, right? And it fit perfect. And then you can see the side of God pleasing motives and what that brings out, right? You know, we so want to see change happen today. That's just very rare that it happens like that. You know, I had a couple I was counseling that, man, it was just so weird that she was. We'd heard that there was infidelity in the marriage. And both of them said it on their PDIs. And then, but they never said who. And so we're meeting with this couple. And finally, kind of towards the, and this guy, he was like not a really nice guy. And I'm thinking, wow, this poor lady, you know, this guy's not only angry and bitter and demeaning and belittling, we would say abusive, emotionally abusive. He's that. And she came to counseling. Like, you know, really thought really highly of her. And so I finally just, you know, just to make sure that we're all on the same page, I said, so you guys both mentioned infidelity in the marriage. On whose part? And she was like so flippant. She went, oh, it was me. Completely caught us off guard. Completely. And as we worked with her and with him, you could see these idolatrous motives. Just and the longer we've met, then the worse it got. Right? Because of the heart. I do what I do because I want what I want. All right, so let's hear. Well, let's just do this at tables. Let's take maybe 10 minutes at tables and do a little personal growth testimony. What has God done in you? What has God been teaching you through your time in here, right? And then when we get really good ones, recommend those people to Josh. All right, let's take about 10 minutes.